Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Micah McCurry, your host. Thank you so very much for joining me once again today. We find our text in the book of Numbers. Now, technically, the story, the account that we're going to talk about, it covers about four different chapters. Don't be afraid. I'm not just going to read a wall of scripture to you, though that shouldn't be a problem, should it? Hearing more Bible? We should all want to hear. Hopefully you read your Bible today, but no, I'm not going to read just four chapters to you in 13 minutes. That sounds like speed reading anyway. But Numbers chapter number 22 is where we will begin. The thought, the theme, the concept today for Bible Tract Echoes, we're going to talk about cursing yourself. It doesn't make much sense, does it? I'm talking both in the literal and the figurative sense. There are, of course, people with foul mouths. We shouldn't use that type of language, most certainly. We were out to eat not long ago, my father-in-law and I, he's my pastor, and we were marveling at how good and how clean people's language was. We were at like a smokehouse type thing. We were getting some brisket and different stuff, and the atmosphere was such that I wouldn't have approved of it, though I would have understood. It was kind of a louder environment, lots of folks kind of fellowshipping. There was a long line to get the food, and we were marveling at how clean people's mouths were. Maybe their mothers washed their mouths out with soap when they were kids. I'm not sure, but if you were going to curse, you shouldn't, but it would make no sense, really, right? To curse yourself? What kind of fool would curse themselves? But what about in the actual sense of causing yourself great harm, spiritually or otherwise? Why would you curse yourself? We're going to look at a group of people that essentially did just that today. Numbers chapter 22. And the Bible says in verse number 1, the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. So pause here for just a moment. You realize the Israelites had just wrought, through God's power, a great victory. They had taken care of some different worldly kings, some evil kings, and now Balak, he's a king. He sees these people, and he and his people are a little bothered. They think the Israelites are going to wipe us out. We're going to have a problem here. Verse number 5 of Numbers 22. He sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail that we may smite them and that I may drive them out of the land. Now pause here for just a moment. Essentially, and we're not going to get too deep in the background. I told you this week I'm trying to get one thought per day. So today we're talking about cursing yourself. That's our thought for today. We're going to go a different direction tomorrow. So I'm not going to go too deep into this. But suffice to say, if you're confused at all, Balak is a king. He's a king of a people that are adamantly opposed to the Israelites. He's not a follower of God. He's just all around not a good guy, okay? He's a bad guy. On the other side of things, you have the people of Israel, the children of Israel. They're doing what God wants them to do, and in doing so, they are taking care of, piece by piece, some of these nations and kingdoms that are not servers of God. They're heathen, they're licentious, they're evil. They're bad guys, okay? So the Israelites, good guys. Balak and his people, not so good. Then you have Balaam. And you say, Balak, Balaam, how do I figure this out? I remember as a child, I think it was my mother, the way you remember who is who, Balak is a king. Balaam is just a man. He's kind of a prophet type character, but he's someone with some sort of power with God. And Balak calls for Balaam. Balak the king calls for Balaam the man, and he wants him to come and curse God's own people. Now, I want you to think about that for just a moment. How foolish for Balak to even consider this as a possibility, but consider it he does, and commission it he does. He wants Balaam to come, and for money, for filthy gain, for filthy lucre, he wants Balaam. He wants to buy a curse on the people of Israel so that when Balak, the king, goes into battle with his people, he wants to be able to defeat the people of Israel. What happens? Well, we don't have time to go through Numbers 22 and 23 and 24. All three of these passages have to do with Balaam, the man who was supposed to be cursing for a price the people of Israel. He's basically stopped. He's stymied. He is kept from this task in a multitude of ways, including, you may recall, remember the story of a talking donkey? Well, Balaam's donkey talks to him. You'll find that in verse number, let's see here, verse number 20, the number's 22 actually, verse number 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. So long story short, Balaam's riding this donkey. He comes up and he, as a man, can't see the angel of the Lord, but his animal does. And the animal's like, I'm not going this way. This angel's going to mess us up. He's going to kill us. God's angry. Long story short, that donkey teaches Balaam a lesson. And he crushes his foot at the same time, but neither here nor there. This is just the first of multiple times Balaam goes to God and says, hey, can I curse your people? And God says, no. Well, then he goes back. They offered me more money. Can I curse your people? No. Well, then Balak goes to Balaam again. Here's even more money. Balaam goes to God. Can I curse your people? No, Balaam. And finally, Balaam figures out that this is not what God wants. And not only are God's people not cursed, Balak, the king, the wicked king, he wants God's people cursed. Not only that, now we're setting some groundwork here about cursing yourself. We're going to land the plane in just a minute, I promise. Not only are God's people not cursed the way the wicked king wants, but Balaam, towards the end of these three chapters, he actually blesses, he realizes, the clue bird finally lands, and he's like, you know what, I think God really likes these people. I think I'm going to bless them. And he does. In Balak, the wicked king's, in his hearing, Balaam says all sorts of nice things about the people of Israel, about how strong and how powerful they will be, and talks about chapter 24, verse 1. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he continues on and says all sorts of beautiful things. And under the power of God, he blesses Israel. You think, what a wonderful story. God protecting his people from a wicked king. But that's not the end of the story. Had the opportunity to bring a similar thought to this not too long ago. I was preaching at a camp on the other side of the world. And I pointed out that your choice to serve God is truly your choice. No one can make you. You can be put in a position where everything is going the right way. You know, you listen to this program, and I thank you for it. You've listened to 10 plus minutes of this program, or 9 plus minutes of this program already today. You have heard a Bible story, a Sunday school Bible story, but we're about to land the plane to make some application, all right? Maybe you have a church that loves you, preaches God's word to you. Maybe not. Maybe you don't have a family that loves the Lord, but maybe you do. But regardless, you know for a fact, as I do well, that God loves you and he has a plan for you, a plan that includes a lot of blessings on your life, not curses on your life. But here's what happens. We so foolishly and so often, I can speak for myself in this as well, so often we take the amazing blessings of God and we curse ourselves. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Numbers chapter 22, God protects his people. they will not be cursed by Balaam. Numbers 23, God protects his people. They are not cursed by Balaam. Numbers 24, not only are they not cursed by Balaam, but they are blessed. But what happens immediately after this? God has done everything in his power to make things good for his people, but Numbers 25, three chapters of God protecting and doing his part, if you can put it that way. Verse number 1 of Numbers 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. They are given three chapters of essentially God's protection and blessing. And in the span of one verse, I realize this didn't happen necessarily in an instant or in a day even, but God's people curse themselves. And they, verse number 2, they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods, little g. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, which is a false god, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And in the span of such a short time, biblically speaking, God's people take the best, the most bountiful that God endeavors to give them and spits all over it and curses themselves. Can I ask your friend, what have you done with what God has given you? God has done good for you, hasn't he? God has allowed in every temptation a way of escape, hasn't he? How many chapters, or should I say, days, weeks, months, years of God's blessings are you actively thwarting right now by, if I can put it this way, cursing yourself? Friend, people died as a result, consequences of sin, of Numbers 25. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Could I be careful to counsel you? Don't curse yourself. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll end our week together. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mikey McCurry. This has been Bible Tract Echoes. Have a great day for his glory. We'll plan on talking to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois, 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.